quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM, where the campus community radio station broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on top of Burnaby Mountain, where we broadcast on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded Catsey, Coquitlam, and Stola First Nations lands. And here on Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands. We thank them with humility for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. Happy fucking New Year. It's 2024 when you're listening to this. It better be 2024 when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this in 2023, let me tell you, this is a leak. This is spoilers, and please do not download this and then upload it onto Twitter. I don't make any money from doing the show, okay? Just please let it be special. Do not leak this into the world before 2024. It should be 2024 when you're listening to this. And in grand Typically Tuesdays tradition, I am sharing with you my top songs of 2023. As it is still 2023 when I'm speaking to you right now. Wow, time is an illusion. I was talking to somebody recently and they described time as being a tube. I like that imagery. But time is a tube in which we are sucked into, I guess. It is also an illusion in some ways. In many ways, I can go on and on about this. Temporality is a mystery. But today, I'm sharing songs that I liked in 2023 that were released in 2023. I think you should listen to. This year, I was really diligent about putting together this playlist. I was so diligent, in fact, that I went six to 8 months ahead of schedule, and I started to put together a playlist of songs that I liked in 2023. Whether or not they were radio friendly, I just like put them into a playlist so that by this time I would know for sure what songs I could play for the show. It is kind of sad that I can't play explicit content. Because if so, I would play you probably the entire album called Dolphin by Ocean Kelly. It was one of my favorites of this year. But instead, I'm gonna be playing a bunch of other stuff. And I'm sure you'll vibe with it. Because these are bangers. First up, we've got award-winning music. Literally award-winning music. I don't know. I feel like I'm not a huge, huge fan of a lot of like techno and like electronic music. Despite a lot of easy listening music to be electronic, and plenty of idle music is also electronic music. I don't feel like I'm a huge listener of it. But then I heard Good Luck, the album by Debbie Friday, and it changed something within me. It was like, it was just cool and edgy, a little bit grimy. It made me feel like a whole new woman. I don't even know how. I just came out of that album feeling very hot, sexy, and fly. And I had listened to it. Okay, listen, the first time I heard this album, I was at work. I work in an office environment in a nonprofit. That is like, I am far, in the words of some people, I am far from being sexy, fly, or cool. this album just made me feel like I was. And I guess that's why I like this song so much. Of the Polaris Award-winning album Good Luck, here's Debbie Friday and Unyas with I Got It.
I got it.
That was Paranoia by Jay Noah off of the album Autodidacta. My name is Leslie, and you're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. These are some of my favorite songs of 2023. Do you know that moment when you listen to a great song, you listen to a great album, you watch a really good movie or read a really good book, and immediately your first reaction after getting into this thing is to tell somebody else about it? That is how I feel about Jay Noah's music. I, as I'm sure many other people as well, who primarily engage in the English-speaking world, I first got into her music after a clip of her performance at the NPR Tiny Desk stage went viral. Here she is, this like teenage girl speed rapping. There's like this brassy instrumental behind her, these like great vocalists backing her up. And I'm like, why have I not ever heard of her before? Watched the Tiny Desk concert, and immediately I texted Brianne and was like, you're gonna love this. You're gonna be really into it. This music is right up your alley. And this kid's only 17. Talk about star power, my guy. Talk about star power. Jay Noah calls herself the daughter of rap. When you are a teenager and you are like, I am literally the descendant of this genre of music. No, I'm not gonna lie, that like puts you, like that itself makes other people want to know what you're doing and how you're doing it. People will turn their heads. And it's also an extremely badass thing to do. Shouts to Jay Noah. If you have not listened to Autodidacta yet, you gotta. If you haven't watched her Tiny Desk concert yet, you must. You have to do it immediately after the show. That's your homework assignment for this week. Here's more music that I liked this year. This next track is by Vancouver queer icon Devours, off of their latest album, Homecoming Queen. And it is the title track. It is Homecoming Queen. I really love the lyrics in the song. There's something really bittersweet and emotional. I want you to listen to the lyrics of Homecoming Queen and really sit with what Devours is saying. Oh, what an astonishingly and almost unsettling but sweet human experience they're describing in Homecoming Queen. Get into it. Here's Devours. Thank you. Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. Here on CJSF 90.1 FM, you just heard Sweetie by Munya off of the album Jardin. My name is Leslie, and I'm sharing with you my favorite songs of 2023. I love songs that make me think of the color pink. Kind of dancey, usually, maybe kind of like easy listening pop music. Maybe there's it's a little bit funky, and more often than not, the melody is very bright. The lyrics are kind of romantic and sweet. I love music that is pink. Not necessarily the musician pink, but music that is pink. And that's why Munya is on this playlist. In all honesty, I had some trouble picking out one song from Jardin because I do really like this album a lot, and every single song, pretty much every song, makes me think of the color pink. But this is one of those albums that I put on in the background when I'm commuting and I'm reading, because I've already listened to it many times before. I know how it goes. Not every single song is fully in English all the time. I can just play it quietly in the background to like block out any noise from the commuters and just enjoy a book. That's the type of album that this is. And yeah, it's just not too dramatic where you have to like listen to every single lyric and be like, oh, there's a story in here. Not all the time. But for Sweetie, one of the reasons why I picked this song in particular is because it's very bubblegum poppy. And bubblegum pop is probably one of my favorite genres of music. I love the line, "Everything I do it for you." In French, she sings, "I sing low, very softly. I think of you for no reason. My heart tells me to run away in the summer. You told me, sweetie, it's not a fairy tale." I don't think that it's so much that I like it because it's romantic, but I like how sweet it is and dreamlike, apt to the song, I suppose. This next track as well has many of those qualities. It is from Produce 101 Japan Season 3, and it is actually my favorite idol song of the year. I know, I mentioned NewJeans earlier, and Get Up, that album by NewJeans, is my favorite idol album of the year. But this song, A to Z, is my favorite idol song of the year. And I can say that because I was not a super keen fan of the whole album. A to Z. Okay, first of all, Produce 101 Japan Season 3. I know what the results are at this point. I know what they are. I'm happy about it. I am heartbroken for the girls who didn't make it, but you know, it's without getting too into it. This can come out another time on Typically Tuesdays. Without getting too into it, this is one of my favorite seasons that I've ever watched of this franchise. But the reason why A to Z is my favorite idol song of 2023 is because it is classically, it's nice to listen to. It's just like a nice, cute pop song. And because it is classically bubblegum pop. So the song is about a first love. There are lyrics on the song that are like, "I want to know everything about you, your eyes, your smile, I can't get enough of you." There's a part in the song where the narrator counts all the things that they like about their crush, and then they go, "I become so happy that it becomes painful." Like, oh my goodness, this is like the type of writing that appears in fan fiction when one character yearns deeply for the other character. It's really like, again, I'm not really sure if I like it so much because it's super romantic, but I like it a lot because it's like really sweet. And I think just the melody itself carries that sweetness as well. So even if you don't look up the lyrics of this song, I hope you enjoy the sounds that you hear. This is by Tokimeki off of the album 35 Girls 5 Concepts from Produce 101 Japan Season 3, and it's called A to Z.
Material things are not enough to make me stay. You can handle all. your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair
fixed. All my ladies gon' get an outfit and buy a new lace wig. Back up on the market, better put in you a bid, cause when Mrs. Throw a party, you can't find nowhere to see. Booty, booty everywhere. I make all the dudes throw their money in the air. Me and all my girls, yeah, we looking fabulous. Ooh, stop the track, strike a pose, stop and stare. Make it shake, all that cake, let it bake. I know you wanna see my body in a vase. Don't I still look like Halle Berry in a face?
This year, flow, we came to ride. We don't even need a guy to tell us we fly. When the party get the popping, you know we inside.
Put your arms up in the sky. Get a pedicure, get your hair done. See you telling me I'm pretty, but it's all obvious. I don't need no man to tell me what to do. Get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair done. See you telling me I'm pretty, but it's all obvious. I don't need no man to tell me what the party is.
Why we got them so pressed? Seeing us on top and it's out of our stress.
Bloody good, say yes.
Trying to compete, but it ain't no contest.
Why we got them so pressed?
Self remedable, my dear.
Flo, I like that.
You just heard Fly Girl by Flo featuring Missy Elliott here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie, and these are my favorite songs of 2023, and I have a bone to pick with you. What is wrong with Canada? What is wrong with Canada beyond just like the actual structural issues of, you know, being like a settler colonial state? What is actually wrong with the culture of Canada that Fly Girl from Flo never charted in Canada? This song is so good. It's so good. It's funky. It's fresh. It's got all of those like wonderful little elements of 90s pop R&B girl group, those harmonies. And It's got Missy Elliott in it, and it just never charted. It never got the traction that it deserved in Canada. This is why, as a nation, we are broken. It is because Fly Girl by Flo, featuring Missy Elliott, never, ever charted in Canada. 2024, it is not too late to make sure that this song gets into the top 40 of Canadian radio. It is not too late for that to happen. As well, thank you for not letting it chart in Canada, because if not, I could not play this for the show today. There's nothing else to say. Some people have taste and other people don't. And I hope I've converted you into a person that has taste. All right, now that I'm done thoroughly insulting you, we're going to move on to the next song. It's by Maison C, and it's called Burnout, off of their EP Reality Bites. The lyrics are good. The melody is good. It describes the condition of many people in the world, but particularly me. I think if you're not even burning out, though, you would enjoy the song. Because that hook in the beginning really brings you in. And then that chorus is just fun to sing. Save me from burning out. I feel like I'm slipping away. Maybe I think it's fun to sing because that's me. Maybe normal people would be scared. And they would react awkwardly in the same way normal people react when you tell them that you're not doing very well in the head. Maybe the same thing. This is Burnout by Maison Scene off of the album Reality Bites. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. At the same time, I hope you're not burning out. Get into it.
Oh,
Simala Rituk, Wish You Were Here by Elisa P and the Westerlies off of Elisa P's latest album, Inuktitut. Before that, you heard Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius off of the record. My name is Leslie. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Inuktitut is hands down probably my absolute favorite album of 2023. I recall following the release of the singles pretty closely throughout much of the year, and then the week that it was released, I had sustained this very strange injury in which involved a very intense tinnitus that prevented me from listening to music, listening to podcasts, listening to really anything, and even holding a fair, decent conversation with anyone. The ringing was really intense. And I had to take a break from radio, partly as a result of that. But when I could come back to the radio, this was one of the albums that I first listened to, and it did not disappoint at all. The anticipation, I would have anticipated it, and my expectations were really met, I guess. There's this really distinctly Elisa P voice as in concept, throughout the whole album. And I could have easily played probably every single song off of Inuktitut for today's playlist. But that would not have been very fair. And I decided to choose Wish You Were Here because of the gorgeous horns throughout the song. It swells, it feels so grand and dreamlike. I just imagine these golds and yellows, a beautiful sunrise with that swelling of the music. Hands down, my favorite song off of what is very likely my favorite album of the year. Well done, Elisa P. Now, of course, before that, you heard Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius off of the record. In the early months of 2023, I had been so impressed by what I heard the year before that I had wondered to myself if there was going to be an album that would really catch my attention in 2023. And weeks passed, months passed, and it felt like there was nothing until I listened to the record, which was recommended to me through the algorithm because I had listened literally nonstop to Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers for 2 weeks at some time in 2022. We will not get into that. And I had to listen to the record a few times in order to really get into it, but Not Strong Enough really was, from the beginning, that girl. When Lucy comes in with that always an angel, never a god, that kind of shook me in some part of my soul. Just those lyrics itself. Always an angel, never a god. It made me feel some type of way. I also noticed as I was getting into the record that I tended to like the Lucy lead songs, like Leonard Cohen, True Blue, Without You, Without Them. So it had inadvertently turned me into a Lucy fangirl. And Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers inadvertently turned me into a Boy Genius fangirl. Very interesting how those things work. But of course, if you are a sapphic, and or if you're into rock music, but if you're a sapphic, yeah, it's probably going to be a song that captures your attention in 2023. What can I say? We're hitting the top of the hour here on Typically Tuesdays on our first show of 2024. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed what you heard today. Be sure to give these musicians some engagement if you enjoyed their music. And before I end off the show, of course, please continue to pay attention to what is happening throughout the world. Again, I'm time traveling. I don't know what is happening in 2024 right now, but I can tell you it's always important to stay tuned into the news and to show up in solidarity with people who are oppressed around the world in the ways that you can. Here on the show, I like to promote Democracy Now! As one of those ways to kind of get started and to start to find your way. You can tune into Democracy Now! On 90.1 FM every Monday to Friday from 11 to 12 with your host, Amy Goodman. We're going to end off the episode now with one final song. This is just bright. It kind of reminds me of the color pink, but not so much in that like romantic sweet way. It's a different type of pink. It's kind of livelier. It's not as dreamy. The song gets me dancing. I hope it does for you too. Even if you are just getting over the events of New Year's Eve, I hope the song makes you dance and sing. This is Air de Plastique by Bon Enfant. Enjoy, and I will talk to you very soon.